Drunken Dames and Dragons, brought to you by Her Majesty the Queen, of course. Who else would it be brought to you by, you fucking wanker?
Now, back. We're, they've decided that they're gonna try and convince, Chloe Grace that she has, had something to do with, the incapacitation of Blotto. She doesn't necessarily know he's dead, but we're gonna start there.
We gotta roll though,
and
for that,
yeah.
Though.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Since we forgot to roll for turn order,
yeah.
We are just going to go left to right.
Yeah, that works.
So
sorry about
Steve
that.
Goes
you go,
first.
Then she goes,
all right.
Then I go.
Sorry about that.
So,
she has not had as much time because I wasn't paying attention.
That's all right.
Well, you were in the pool.
Yeah.
She has to be more vocal. I'm not a great DM.
You'll get there. We'll help you. All right, anyway. Me, Steve. I lock eyes with you. You're awake. I sense it. So I need to convince you that you have something to do with this. So, what do I need to roll?
You do have a higher willpower than she does. So you're trying to, both of you are going to roll the d20, and whoever gets the highest wins. You get a plus, we'll say you get a plus two, you get like a plus one.
Nine, so 11.
You convince her.
All right. So, guess what? You bumped into this guy, and he fell into the counter, and he bled out to death.
Oh my god.
But don't worry, because me and Polly St. Paulson here with the hair headgear. Yeah, whatever your name is. We're going to help you. We're going to hide this and no one's going to know that this ever happened.
But I need something out of it from you. I need your in with the cheerleaders. I have stuff that'll make you fly high. You'll fly higher than you ever will before. You'll be able to do triple flips.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to sell whatever you're selling. Is it like
No, it's not drugs. They're called sports enhancements. They're perfectly good for you. There's stuff found in your own body.
Apparently I have steroids? Okay.
You know what? Just because I have low willpower and low intelligence, I'm probably going to take her word for it. And so I'm going to say, oh my god, Brad takes those. I want to sell them. Steve convinced me. Polly's also convinced me. So I am going to grab Blotto's legs and pick him up.
You don't have to roll. There's three of you. He's probably not
okay.
That guy.
All right, so... And we get each arm each, and we pull him out of the party. Now, do we have to roll to see if anyone sees
you
us?
You can probably go out the back door, just as long as you're quiet, because I wasn't so big house.
Twinkle Star? We're so
what happened to Twinkle? Is she still out? Yeah, all right, yeah. No, Star, Star passed out.
Star passed out.
Star right. Passed out, but Twinkle was with you.
Twinkle was with you.
Twinkle started to cry in the pool. Can we just say she's, like, swimming now or whatever?
Can we say that she's hiding and that she'll come back later in another story?
That works.
Can I hold her under?
She saw what happened.
No.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right. We're going out, and we see Twinkle Star sitting there in the lawn chair.
What'd he do?
I killed Blotto.
She's 10.
All right.
Also,
all right, hold on. Twinkle Star is in it, sitting in an armchair with a teddy bear, kind of like curled up.
Oh, now I can't kill her.
She fell asleep. She fell asleep because she's like 10. She's asleep in the armchair with a teddy bear.
And now we know that she saw, and she needs to be dealt with, so.
Can't kill her.
Okay, wait. Is it my turn still?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to say, we don't have time to deal with Star and Twinkle. We got to move this body fast.
Pass the dice when you're done so that they know.
So what are you rolling for?
So I am going to roll that I convince you two or whatever. We just have to hide the body and get out of here.
Okay.
All right, you're convincing me. Two.
Well, plus your own.
Two plus four, eight, six. So it depends on what you want to do.
You convince me then.
Yeah, because you got a six, she's in fire.
All right, so we go past Twinkle, and we just tell her to be quiet. All right.
I mean, she's really flying high on whatever I put in that punch, and she's 10. So
she's 11. She's in sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you successfully...
Who invites a 10-year-old to a creepy
house? It's her house. It's her house.
It's her house. She's Star's sister.
So you successfully Twinkle. Walk past, you know, you kind of like hide and lay low and drag the dude out into the cornfield. But you see somebody up in the upstairs window looking out at you as you take the body. There's somebody that looked out and then like ran back inside.
I think it's Brad.
bread must be dealt with.
Whoever.
Your turn.
$2 hand raised right. bread.
All right, so we drop the body off in the cornfield.
Talk to each other. Figure out what you're doing.
All right, so this is the thing. Salt and sauce in the window, and I think it was that bread guy.
Listen, if you want my opinion, we should just fuck off. You guys can, like, drive me home or whatever, and we can just all forget about this.
No.
Okay, I didn't tell you guys this. I put a lot of shit in that punch bowl. We...
You cannot drive. None of you can drive.
No, I don't mind driving. That's not my issue here.
No, you're thinking that Brad drank it and won't remember.
Right. Anybody at this party that drank that, what was it, riot juice?
It's rocket punch.
Rocket punch. Right.
Well, here's what I think should happen. I didn't have any of your punch because I just came here and I guess apparently to steal a dumbbell, and then we all saw how that went awry. So, we're going to send Twinkle. Oh, wait, what's your name? Chloe Grace. We're going to send Chloe Grace over to go talk to her boyfriend and see what he saw. And if he saw anything, she can lead him out here to us.
You won't hurt him, right?
No.
As Chloe Grace starts walking up towards the house looking for Brad, she sees him making out with Roxy.
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
These girls all have dog names.
The 80s, baby. You see him making out with Roxy by the pool, so it was definitely not Brad, but how do you, whoever wants to take it.
Oh my god, what the fuck, Brad? What the fuck?
Brad looks up at you really confused. He's really drunk. He says, babe, we aren't a thing, babe, are we? I mean, that stuff in the back seat, it was cool. Yeah, I mean, I drove you here, babe.
Oh my god, you know what? I am just going to try to start a slap fight with Roxy.
That's fine. Roxy looks up. She's not as drunk as him. She's maybe a little bit high, a little bit tripping a little. And she thinks you are a 6 foot tall Amazon woman.
Wait, well, she's not all wrong.
With a strength of 10.
She thinks that, well, you kind of are a 6 foot tall Amazon. But she thinks you're like an Amazon warrior. She starts flipping out, just yelling.
Oh my god!
They all sound the same. I don't want to be too loud. Let's see if I can hit you. What's that?
Seven.
I do not hit you. I like clumsily topple over.
Okay, well, not only do I do cheerleading, but also I watch MMA.
Listen up, you cheery fatty assholes. I'm gonna whip you 1-1.
That's my Hulk impression.
Give you a +2 because I'm in the moment, like half falling over. So
it's
your
elbow.
The only wrestling move I know.
You rock my shit, baby. 19.
Can you smell
German suplex? Plus, with your strength, you got me like a 28.
Did we just have another murder?
I think you accidentally killed me. You snapped my neck with your arm. You hit me and I fall into the side of the pool like snap.
She $1 million baby.
Into the pool. Snap. Oh, that just cracked my neck for real.
Why do we keep killing these people? They're all made of like dog hair.
You guys keep critting them.
I know, they go down like flies.
Jesus. They're NPCs and you keep critting them like 28.
I feel like we could get away with not finding who was looking out the window. They're all flying high. I don't think it would matter.
If it's not Brad, I don't know if we could find out who it was anyway.
I can see in the distance. There's a slap fight happening. Oh! Yeah, she just $1 million baby into the pool.
Wait, which one? The tall ass bitch? Or
no,
Twinkle?
No, the bulldog looking mug.
Star?
Roxy.
Cleo?
Oh, it's that bulldog looking bitch, Roxy.
Oh, it's Roxy. God. She was very bullish. What are we gonna do about it? We got this warm body right here. We can make a mass grave. I know, as a Jew, you probably aren't really big on that idea. But if tall Amazon bitch is the one that took her down, we're kind of a team now. What are we gonna do? What do you want to do? Do we help her? Or are we okay with
lever,
just
lever.
One meter?
It was just an accident. It was just an accident. You straight up killed that guy? This was just an accident.
That was an accident, too. He puked on my shoes. I reacted like an alligator in the swamp. You can't fault a man.
I forgot that retarded ass metaphor.
All right, so I'll roll to see if we leave her or if we help her. Okay, back to you. What are you going to do now?
Give her the dice.
Okay, well, I fucking took out that bitch, Roxy. Way to go! That bitch was...
Now that
I know that Brad isn't the one that saw us, I'm actually going to go inside the party. And
we're inside, yeah.
Go and try to ask around and see if anybody, anything. So can I ask in a, sort of sneaky, like, charismatic way, oh my god, were you guys upstairs or anything like that?
Are you upstairs? Did you see how I took out that bitch?
Is there, like, an NPC that I can talk to?
Just,
like,
yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of people at this party. Let's say,
I wish there were skills.
I know there aren't really...
You could just do, like, bardic knowledge.
Well, you have these weird skills, but they don't do anything.
Well, I mean, this friendship should.
I'm dirty fighting, which is apparently why I killed that asshole.
friendship, you can wander around, just talk to whoever you want. There's, there's a couple people in the living room. There's a Puddle, Rocket, and Sid in the living room. They're all burnouts.
Is Puddle Rocket someone's name?
Puddle, Rocket, and Sid. There's three people.
How do you get named Puddle?
As a master, do you know who is looking out the window?
Yeah. So I was the one that made them looking out the window.
Okay. All right. So
I'm going to go up to Rocket and
Rocket's he's playing Tetris on the Atari.
Red. Okay, Rocket is a guy?
Yeah.
Fudge. Is there any... Who's that girl? Those are very gender-neutral names.
We'll say Sid's the girl. It didn't tell me.
All right.
Sydney.
So, I'm going to go up to Sid. And,
Sid's blazing it, by the way. Blazing. Blazing.
She didn't even have any of the punch. She just came here like this.
Sid's just blazing.
So I'm going to go up to Sid.
Don't you love this
song? And do a little bit of this.
Don't you love this song, baby?
And just say, hey, listen.
What? Didn't you see the colors? They taste like they're purple.
Okay, but did you, like, see anybody come from upstairs down, like, in the last 10 minutes?
Upstairs, I saw that chick with her hands were sparkling.
Sparkling, What color was her hair? Can you tell me that,
I think it tasted like chocolate.
Chocolate. All right. Okay, I'm going to leave Sid. And I'm going to turn towards Rocket playing in the Atari. And I'm going to actually stand in front of the television.
What a bitch.
Pose like this. My hands on my waist.
Yeah, baby. Show me a little more skin.
Oh, God. I guess he's black.
Oh, my God, Rocket. Shut up. Listen, did anyone come downstairs from, like, upstairs? Did anyone come down here recently?
I didn't see no one come downstairs, but that prison bitch, what's her name? Like, Rabbit or some shit? She walked upstairs earlier.
Do I know who Rabbit is?
She's funny.
So, I guess I want to go upstairs.
Alright.
Because I'm starting to think that it might be Twinkle's big sister.
Okay. Because Star's passed out drunk, I guess she doesn't count anymore.
Whatever. Okay, so I go upstairs, and there's a rec room and Bunny's room. There's also a washroom and a furnace room. I'm going to take a look around the rec room. Do I see anything important?
The rec room contains a sofa, pool table, 2 armchairs, and a television complete with an Atari video game. There's a rack of billiard equipment on one wall, and a shelf on another holds games and video game cartridge. A collapsible poker table is beside the sofa. The sliding glass door leads out onto the back porch.
Can I grab a pool cue?
Yeah. Of course you can. Yeah, do whatever you want.
All right. So I'm going to grab a pool cue and just sort of, like, hold it.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, hey!
So you grab a pool cue and you just call out then?
Yeah, you start
crying. You really aren't. All right, you get no response, but in the back room you hear shuffling.
So I'm going to move closer to the room.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, is anyone up here?
Still no response. The shuffling's louder. It sounds like maybe dancing.
Stinky feet.
Some stinky feet dancing, hippies.
Is the door open or closed?
Partially open. So you can see, I'd say you could see a silhouette in the door of somebody moving around.
So, I push open the door with pull cue.
Yeah.
And I don't say anything. I just kind of watch what's going on.
In the room in front of you is, Bunny dancing with, no shirt on, just a long flowing skirt. And she's kind of waving back and forth the music of her big... No.
Okay. All right.
She's in her room.
Oh, man. All right. She's, I know what I'm doing next.
She's like at a 10.
Is it your turn anymore, though?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We cut back into the uninteresting cornfield.
Hold on, I'm explaining. Hold on. She's sorry. I'll go back in just a second. She's like at a 10, blazing it up with like dancing, listening to some big old headphones. And now we go back to the cornfield.
What size are her breasts? Roll to see the size of her breasts.
Okay. They're only B.
Oh, okay. All right, so they're not flopping about.
No. Okay. Okay, your turn now in the cornfield.
I'm still in the cornfield. All right, so I pull out a cigarette. All right, so we're not going to do anything about the Roxy bitch. You think that whole situation is going to take care of itself?
Who's Roxy?
The $1 million baby. Wait a second, it's 1998. Oh, wait, it's 1982. The one who broke her neck. We need a shovel. And we don't have a shovel.
Use my head.
We're gonna use your headgear.
All right, roll. Give me the
d20.
All right. Roll. Use my headgear as a shovel. Mm-hmm. Bury this. Daddy's bad.
Really, don't worry. Coordination. There. No, your constitution. Your 18. Total 18.
All right, so I rip the headgear off your face.
No, why can't you just dig with my face?
All right, so I pull your face close. Close and scary. I stare intently into your eyes as if to a lover, and then I shove your head into the dirt over and over again. It seems to take an eternity. All you taste is blackness and worms and rotting.
You assume.
Katie needs to be the dungeon master.
Anyway, we eventually dig a grave.
It feels so wrong.
Anyways, you eventually dig a grave.
Thank you.
So I see Bunny.
Yeah.
Bunny.
Dancing. And,
I can take off my shirt if you
want. I'm wearing a cheerleader costume, so I don't think it has any buttons, does it?
Oh, it has a zipper in the back.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to seduce her.
She's got a zipper in the back. She's obviously bisexual. She's like a Wiccan princess.
The skirt.
She's up for experimentation.
Yeah.
So
you got your drunk bra strap coming out.
All right. What I'm gonna do is go up to her and kind of like touch her elbow.
Okay.
Oh, I dropped the pool cue, by the way.
Okay.
No.
But I do leave it. Sort of like...
By drop it in the doorway or something?
Right, I drop it in the doorway.
It's going to come in handy later, I guess.
Are you kidding? This bitch gets rowdy. I'm going to knock her.
All right.
Oh, I meant in different use.
She's like... She's high, like, at a 10. She's at, like, some spiritual place. And so, you touch her elbow, and her eyes slowly open.
Hey.
That's terrible. Her underwear exploded up, leaving an underwear-shaped hole in the floor.
She opens up her eyes and says, "When you touched me, it felt like I was communing with my spirit animal."
That's so hot.
What's your spirit animal? Mine's a whale shark.
That's so hot. But listen. And then I touch your leg. But listen. Are there any windows up here that you like to look out of?
I like to watch the dolphins in the clouds. I see them when I'm dancing. They dance with me. So I say I like to watch my dolphin brothers. They dance through the clouds.
That's so hot. But listen. What? Did you see anyone?
I'm all ears. The underwear shaped hole in
the floor. did you see anyone in, like, the field out there? Do you ever, like, watch the field?
Well, yeah, it's the one that plays music to me. When I look at it, there's colors. And I saw this black... It was a black...
Okay, well, I can tell already that no matter what comes out of her mouth, it's cool for me.
It was like a black seashell. And it opened up and there was a pearl inside. But the pearl, it was like it was a dark shape.
Well, thankfully, I can sort of tell that even if she does remember it later, her parents won't believe her.
Yeah.
So, instead... I cup her breast.
Let me roll to see if she pulls away. She's totally into it. Okay. I rolled an 18.
So anyways.
You cup her boob. She's cool with it.
We're in her room, right?
Yeah.
I push her towards the bed and seduce her.
What's your one score? Your sexiness is 10?
10.
So let's say you got a 22. Oh, she you seduced the shit out of her.
Oh,
she only
God,
got a 6.
Oh, no.
I'll sit.
She says that your spirit animal looks like a spear of light.
It kind of sounds like penis envy. If I've ever heard of any penis envy in all of my days.
Your spirit animal is a whale shark penis. Your spirit animal is like...
For my whale shark.
It's like a glowing rod. She sees your spirit animal right now as it's a glowing rod.
And then it's birds bursting out through a field.
It's true, and that's
like
birds.
The morning light rising, and all I see are their silhouette.
It's true. That's what she said. That's what she said. Did you hear her?
Yep.
Okay.
Continue. We have sex.
Okay. Fine. She was down with
as
it.
As much as lesbians can have sex, if you could even call it that.
Oh. Well, it's cuddling.
They had fierce rubbing.
It's some fierce rubbing, and she passes out during the middle of your fierce rubbing.
Yeah,
she's just like in a vegetative.
Keep on going.
Okay, well,
she's in a veg state.
Yeah, that happened in 6 seconds.
So instead, I cup her breast.
He sounded like a news reporter.
And then I cupped her breast.
More at 7 o'clock.
Her breast. Back to you, John.
Back to you, Steve.
Alright, so Steve's sitting out smoking a cigarette. I dug a hole. I decide I need to put this body in this grave, but he's kind of passed out, shit faced drunk. He PTFO'd, and I don't even know what he was on. So I'm alone to throw this body into this grave and throw the dirt back on. Will I be able to do it?
Yeah, that's fine. You have time to do it. Nobody's around you.
So I put the body in, and I bury it all myself. At that point, yeah, the sun is rising. So.
All right. But, hold on. And, downstairs, I need you to roll a d20 real quick. Oh, man. You hear a loud commotion downstairs, a lot of moaning. And
God.
A lot, like 5 or 6 people moaning.
What?
And slippery noises in the living room. This is actually something it says on here. Not like those words particularly, but the description.
I hear them from the cornfield.
She hears them from upstairs.
This has been one fucking crazy ass party.
Literally fucking crazy.
You hear these slurping noises downstairs.
What are we going to skip?
Sorry, I was just letting you know, but...
Okay, yeah.
Investigating the noises.
Yeah, the investigation of sexy noises, you see 5, maybe 6 people going at it.
What?
They are in all manner of sexual positions. Some clothes, some half... I'm making up the description, but it's in the game.
Okay.
Oh,
some clothes, some half-clothed.
Wait, so it's like multiple people in
an
orgy?
Yeah, it's an orgy.
Written in the book.
Yes, it says they are in a... It says an event in the book is people having an orgy starts in the living room. Is what it says.
What high school was this?
I don't know.
This game's so bad.
I know.
Right.
An orgy has started...
Because it's fine when we make up an orgy, but when the game does...
Yeah, no, the game has made up an orgy starting in the living room. So there's 4 or 5 people just going at it in all different types of undress. There's an orgy happening. They're all having an orgy. It's dudes banging chicks.
That's not how orgies work.
It's a big, long line.
It's a line. It's like a conga line.
Sounds like a pretty gay-ass line to me.
It's a conga line. All right, you see a conga line of people just going at it with each other.
Joining in. No, I'm gonna roll for my position in this line.
Okay.
Bottom.
Okay, I got a 13 plus social level.
Yeah, sure. That's really high. You can pick your position. Go pick your partner.
They're I'm going to be in the back of the line, so I'm giving and not taking from anyone.
Okay. Is it a man or a woman?
Paul seems a little bit of a homophobe.
Is it a man or a woman behind at the end of the line?
It doesn't matter. If you're giving, it's not game.
It's true. It's the rule. It's the golden rule.
But in front of you, start squealing like a bitch.
I hear the weird sounds. And I also
I
heard
can't
a car.
This went so yeah, you old. Heard a car. You rolled like a super high score. You hear a car driving down the street.
Shit.
And you're at a cul-de-sac. I'll just say that.
Shit.
I decided that now.
What?
So I'm gonna grab the pool cue and open up one of the windows, kind of stealthily, and look out. What's up?
You see a, you see, like, a nice Crown Vic and what you think is, Star's parents' car.
Oh, well, shit, I thought it was the police. I'm gonna grab the pool cue, hold it above my shoulders, and, go downstairs, because I also hear weird stuff going on downstairs.
Yeah.
And I see the orgy.
Me too.
And I say, normally, I would be all about this. But you know what? I'm just gonna find Steve... And we're gonna get the fuck out.
I thought you were a Christian.
She lost her faith really fast.
She did.
Central High School changes people.
I won't, what, sell drugs? What was the original thing? I don't know.
No, you wouldn't drink beer, but you would drink wine juice.
Right.
Because
right.
You're
I won't drink beer. Okay. New story. My mom's in AA, so.
Oh, okay, that's why.
So anyways, I'm going to go out outside and try to find Steve.
So the body's done. The sun's rising. I walk over and look through the window, and I see the orgy going on. I look with dead eyes, feeling nothing. And then I decide to jump into the pool and grab the dumbbell.
Why?
And then I jump out of it, holding the dumbbell, dripping wet. I decide to leave.
She was calling you, though.
Steve!
All right. I look over, soaking up the dumbbell. What?
Listen, there's some weird shit going on inside, and I think Sarah's parents are coming.
You are sure now you can see the car driving around the cul-de-sac that it's definitely Star's parents, and you start hearing people freaking the fuck out. Like, people start yelling. Somebody says, oh my god, get Star upstairs to her bed. Like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. But the, like, the place is trash. There's people half-naked running out the back door. And go.
Alright. I don't have a car, so we're just gonna have to run through the field.
Oh my god. You don't have a car?
No.
She has a car.
Is that a pool cue in your hand?
Don't ask.
I go full alpha and hold on to my partner tighter.
Star's parents, now, like, most of the people have kind of gone. The guy's trying to scramble away from you, and Star's parents open the garage door. You can hear them them screaming, the parents, because they know something's up, and they see a couple kids running.
Like, I do an American Psycho. Looking at him straight in the eyes. I don't know if you can see it, I'm moving my hips back and forth.
You can.
And the American Psycho is...
Alright, Steve and I are outside. I'm going to brandish the pool cue and say, Guy, we need your car! Star's parents are home! We need to fuck it!
I know Star's parents are home.
Young man, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Young man, what the fuck you think you're doing? What the hell's going on? Where's Star? Where's my kids?
I calmly exit my partner, tip him a tube of Orajel, and run towards Chloe Grace's voice.
Her dad tries to chase you, but he trips up on the multiple partners splatter on the ground.
Oh my god!
And he's got like
he falls in a slippery lube mess.
He's just shaking his fist as you run off, and that's where the story ends. As you play into the sunset.
wait.
Towards them.
While Chloe was brandishing the Puyo-Kill screaming, I ran off into the field. And I ran and ran towards the sunset until I tripped and fell into the swamp face first. I looked up and laid onto my back, and I watched the birds fly in the sky and thought that was a fucking awesome party that I was not a part of.
Steve's fucked off.
Yeah.
Paul doesn't even have his keys on him.
No, he's naked.
Yes, I do. Just because I don't have pants doesn't mean I'm not holding them somewhere.
That's true. He has keys on him.
I'm going to look around and see if there's anyone that I know that I'm friends with.
Everybody ran off. They ran off.
You said you're dripping through dicks.
I guess. Yeah, but the dad's grappling them.
Brad is so repressed.
Wait. Both the parents are inside the house?
Yeah.
So is the car key still in their car?
Yeah.
Okay.
They freaked out. He ran in.
I'm going to say, we got to go around. We got to go around.
Oh, yeah. 19. Okay.
So we sneak around the house.
Yes.
I squelch around the house.
Squelch?
I'm just squelching.
Jesus Christ, the adjectives you women know.
I don't have my license.
Just hop in and take off.
Okay.
That happens. And you hop in and take off into the sunset.
So, yeah, Paul traps me out of my house. He leaves the car to Dairy Queen, runs through a field naked, and hops into his own parents' car. He gets home before they get home from work.
It's true.
Takes his
kids from work? What are my parents' hookers?
Maybe.
They're dental hookers.
No. You get back before they go to work.
Yeah, before they go to work. They had emergency surgeries or something. I don't know.